The wheel is squeaking. You say I've got to go out and do what to it?
Tighten it.
Well, what other thing might it take if it's squeaking?
Grease. Oil it.
And if, you've been working with grease, and you'd have to come in and wash your hands, because your hands would be all what?
You take oil to clean the oil off, but you wash it with soap and water.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of oil that you burn in the lamp? What do you call that?
Kerosene.
And you ever have a homemade lamp where you take a bottle of kerosene and you stick a wick in it? Mm-hmm. You ever hear of that or hear a name for it?
I hear people say they have this light what you put outside to keep the wind and the thing. They call it a flambeau.
Flambeau? And how would they use that, and when would they use that?
Like is maybe they open a hole out there, and they don't have time to close it, and to keep somebody from running in and put that flambeau there so they could see that light.
What do you call the thing inside the tire of a car?
Anatu.
And what kind of boats do people use to go fishing with?
Well, they use all kind now. Some use rowboat, some use a motorboat, some use a... They look like a little yacht to me, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But you reach a minute, you see them all shining pass by here.
A rowboat, are there different types of rowboats that they use?
Well, there's a rowboat that they got two oars and they row it like this. Mm-hmm. And then some got a motor on it, and they call it a motorboat.
Do people use flat-bottom rowboats or round-bottom rowboats?
Flat-bottom, flat-bottom is all I know.
If somebody's just built a new boat and he's going to put it in the water for the first time, you say he's going to do what?
He's going to try it out.
And then after he's finished with it in the water and he's bringing it back in and he wants to get it up on the ground out of the water, to tie a rope to the bow and do what?
Raise it up.
If the child's just learning how to dress himself, his mother might come in the room with his clothes and hand them out to him and say what?
Dress yourself. Get your clothes on.
And if you're taking the child to the dentist and he's afraid, the dentist might say, don't be afraid,
I'm not going to hurt you, and then when you finish, I'll give you a lollipop.
If you're having an argument with somebody and you want to ask him if he didn't think you're right about something, you'd say, well, I'm right.
Well, if you have an argument and you think you're right and the other fellow thinks, then what you do, you give up your right for your wrong.
Well, what about if you want to ask him about one point that you think he'll admit that you're right? You say, I'm right about that. What?
I don't know. Because I don't have any argument.